It's time for another StoryCorps segment marking the 10th anniversary of Lexington's no smoking ordinance, the first to be passed in any Kentucky city. The danger of secondhand smoke has become a chief argument raised by those advocating for public indoor smoking bans, and it's certainly played a key role in making Lexington a smoke-free community. Penny Warren is a Lexington attorney and an ex-smoker. She says the ordinance has made a major difference in her life. She talks about kicking the habit and smoke-free policies with local cardiologist Dr. Thomas Wayne.
You think a cigarette's your friend because it makes you feel good for a moment, but I've learned to call it kind of a bully that lures you in. It seems to be very pleasurable and good, but soon it takes over your life.
Well, it's more of something to do with just something to hold in your hands, I guess.
That's part of it. But I think a lot of people, in fact, I started smoking because I was taking breaks at work and sitting there drumming my fingers on the table. And, you know, a cigarette is something to do. But the best decision I ever made was to quit smoking.
Oh, yeah. No, I've tried all sorts of different things with patients. I mean, I always prefer just try to convince them to quit. But you realize, the one thing, though, I feel very strongly about, and that is I will take care of them whether they will or they won't quit, because I've heard of some physicians, if you won't quit smoking, I won't take care of you. Well, they need you even more, whether they won't, even if they will not quit smoking. But I try to still put the reality there that it's worth more than anything else I can do for you in preventing your already bad cardiovascular disease, and you can do it. I still won't accept that they can't throw them away.
You know, I can appreciate so much how hard it is to quit. It's a major psychological barrier as well as a nicotine addiction, and the addiction is strong. But it is so important. It is critical in my mind to quit. And part of my story is that 15 years after I quit, I was diagnosed with some mild emphysema. I also have a condition called pulmonary hypertension. And the problem with those two is, as I'm sure you know, that I don't get enough oxygen in my system for my muscles to work. And when I'm around smoke, the carbon monoxide in the smoke and maybe even the smoke particles take more oxygen away, so I can't breathe. It's not that I feel righteous because I quit. It's I can't breathe.
I am absolutely overwhelmed with secondhand smoke. If I get exposed to it, I was in one of the airports in Atlanta, and I couldn't find a place to eat, so I ended up going in one of these restaurants, and that's one of the few places you could smoke, and I couldn't stay. It was just overwhelming. Now, it was understood that they were going to smoke in that restaurant, but it was awful. The secondhand smoke was appalling, and I'm still even bothered in Lexington by being on the patio of one of the restaurants where it's actually legal to smoke, and especially if the wind is wafting your way, it really is bothersome. I think this is the ban I'm in 100% for.
I know there is some effort to have a statewide smoking ban, and I would strongly support that. Without a smoke-free workplace, for me, I couldn't continue working. I mean, I absolutely could not. The smoke just does too much to you that people don't quite recognize.
You know, even when I was in high school, it was preached that smoking was bad. So it's not like this is totally new, but no one ever thought about secondhand smoke. And I see patients who, you know, with bad coronary disease, and one of the factors in their life is that their spouse smokes. And, I mean, I do get rough on that. I mean, I'll tell the spouse, you're not my patient. I can't tell you to quit smoking, but I am ordering you not to smoke around my patient anymore, your spouse. You go outside because you are hurting your spouse.
Good for you.
I mean, I will be firm like that.
Yeah. If someone won't quit for themselves, they should quit for anybody else around them, anybody they love.
That's former smoker Penny Warren and Lexington-based cardiologist Dr. Thomas Wayne talking about secondhand smoke and no smoking ordinances. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing the audio. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at this same time here on WUKY.